So you may have gone beyond status or status. For many years, English pronunciation is status here, so that you understand what I say. Status. It's that you've gone beyond that, probably. But the movement of needing to add more to yourself may still be there, but it may have moved to more subtle dimensions. And the more subtle dimensions could be the dimension of knowledge, the dimension of accumulating thought forms as knowledge, spiritual knowledge perhaps, having read many spiritual books, attended many workshops, retreats, Buddhist monasteries or other monasteries. Or you may have come here also in that search of more, adding more to me. And perhaps that more, the most subtle of all mores, was the more of spiritual realization, the ultimate attainment. I can add that and then I'll be finally complete. And you look for it then in the realm of understanding more, which is mind. And that can keep you trapped in the subtle realms of needing more for the rest of your life. And that is the fate of being a spiritual seeker for the rest of your life. In itself, not such a bad identity, spiritual seeker. It's better than many others. But the seeking movement is there, the not yet having found is there, because there has not been a renunciation of the movement of thought, because it's the movement of thought that is the momentum behind the search for more. So when we speak of renouncing thought, we are not saying that you are never to think again. It is the awakening out of the stream of thinking. With which perhaps you've been identified all your life as a me. And the possibility of stepping out of that movement of thought is always here now. And it is here now, as you sit here, listen. You can sit here with a burning question at the back or the front of your mind. I'm going to ask him, when the moment he stops speaking, I'm going to ask him that question. It doesn't make sense what he's saying. Or you can sit here as a field of alert, aware presence, in which the words are being perceived almost as if they were coming from within yourself, in which all the other peripheral perceptions are taking place, visual, man sitting on a chair, flowers. I'm labeling the perceptions right now, but as you perceive in that spacious field of presence that you are, you perceive through that the need to label